You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to Sister Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your mind.
Hello and welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. This is the program System Kids, brought to you by Voices, Manitoba's Youth in Care Network. Voices is a safe space for youth in and from care, whether you need support or guidance, a place to have your voice heard, and a place to belong. Our doors are open. Our network is like a family of choice, and we are here to empower each other to develop to our best potential. So if you or someone you know might benefit from the support of Voices, do not hesitate to reach out. Because here, no child or youth is left behind. My name is Mary. I am the outreach coordinator here at Voices, and today I am joined with Maiva. You may have heard her voice before on our show. She is our practicum student. She is studying social work, and we also have Erin, our manager. Without further ado, that's going to take us into our opening icebreaker. And the question today is, what is your favorite holiday?
I can answer that one, Mary. My favorite holiday would have to be Louis Riel Day, or it's also known as Family Day. And for February 2026, it's going to be on the 17th. And I really love this holiday because it gives us time to pause, reflect, and spend time with loved ones.
Wow, Erin, I hadn't thought of that one. That is like a creative answer, but I love that. Louis Riel is a very important historical figure, and I love that they call it Family Day. And the timing for it is nice, too.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite holiday, I really am a big Halloween girl. I love Halloween. I think it's really fun. I love seeing everybody dress up, no matter like what kind of costume or like how extreme you go or how like more basic you go. I think it's really fun. And I also really love Christmas, just family-wise. And I don't know why, I just really like everything. As soon as December hits, I'm like wearing a bunch of Christmas stuff. So yeah, I'd say Christmas is fun too.
I hear that about Halloween for sure. And what my favorite part about Halloween is the day after when all the candy goes on sale. And then you can stock your house with little morsels of yumminess.
Definitely. Maiva, what has been your favorite Halloween costume?
Oh my goodness. I was Shrek one year because I really like Shrek with my friends. So that was really fun. I remember doing that one. But in general, like, I love seeing other people's costumes. And like, I always get so excited before Halloween, like in August, I start like thinking about what I want to do. So
yeah. Oh, definitely. I think you mentioned Shrek on the show last time, too.
Yeah.
At the park theaters, they had a Shrek night.
Yeah.
I love that. We're big Shrek fans over here, everybody. My favorite holiday, I would have to say, is New Year's, because I love how motivated I feel during that time to make changes in my life or create some better habits. Do they always stick? No, but every year is a new chance to try again. But I will say the gyms get crazy the day after New Year's. But I like just that motivation kind of in the atmosphere. Everyone's inspired and trying to become better versions of themselves. So, and we got some Voices updates for you guys. We have our leadership wind-up tomorrow on the 10th. We're going to be having a pizza party and a craft night. And it's going to run from about 4 to 7 p.m. So if you're interested, please do not hesitate to reach out. Or if you just want to drop in, that's okay as well. That's going to be our last leadership before the new year. And we also have our Christmas party on Christmas Day. There's going to be lots of good food, lots of toys. And it's an opportunity for children and youth in and from care to come together and to celebrate Christmas. If you are interested in attending, you can RSVP at daniel@voices.mb.ca. And you can always find us on the third floor of 61 Juno Street Our number is 204-982-4956. If you have any questions, you can email at ask@voices.mb.ca. And you can always find us on our social media at voicesmycn. And up next, we have a rights highlight for you guys. Maiva, what do we have today?
Okay, thank you, Mary. So for today's rights, it'll be Article 8 of the Convention on the Rights of a Child. So this article is the right of a child to preserve his or her identity, which includes nationality, name, family relations as recognized by the law without unlawful interference. So why did we choose this right and why is it important for youth in care? So I think it's important that people know that children have these rights to protect their identity. Youth and children are their own person and they have the ability to express the identity they want. A good example of this would be protecting trans rights and trans youth rights because they have the right to identify and express themselves how they want. Anybody and any youth does. So it's really important that adults recognize that youth do have these rights and that they can't just control necessarily by law what a youth wants to do and identify as.
Thanks so much for sharing that with us, Maiva. It is so important for us to educate ourselves on what our own rights are so that we can educate others, because if we don't know what our rights are, then we might not know if they're being violated. And all of the rights under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, as well as the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Peoples' Rights, fall under four categories. And those four categories, we like to call them the four B's here at Voices. And that's the right to be heard, to be safe, to be yourself, and to be healthy. That's going to take us into our first song break of the show. Today I have What Are We Doing Here by Ariel Pawson. Happy. welcome back to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. Next up, we have a community connection for you guys.
So today we're going to be talking about Art City. They're located at 616 Broadway in Winnipeg, and their phone number is 204-775-9856, or you can email them at info@artcityinc.com. And their office hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But they offer incredible programming Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. So Art City is an after-school center for youth that offers a wide variety of programs related to art. Every evening, a dinner is provided, and so are the art supplies. So that's free of charge, guys. Some of the bigger projects that they have done was some murals around Winnipeg, such as the mural in the Exchange District. They have their general everyday studio art program, an Indigenous art program, a film and photography program, a ceramic program, and a drawing program. This is a fantastic community connection. It gets the kids involved. Actually, it's open to all ages. So again, they're located at 616 Broadway Avenue in Winnipeg, and their phone number is 204-775-9856.
Thanks so much for sharing that community connection, Erin. What a wonderful way to spend our time if we are interested in art or photography. And what a cool experience to be a part of creating the beautiful art that we see in this city. And thank you, Mava, for doing the research on that wonderful connection. Next up, we're going to go into our child welfare in the news segment. And I just want to give a brief disclaimer that the article that we are sharing today does contain details of child abuse. And this article is titled Allegation of Abominable Abuse of Six-Year-Old Girl by Foster Parents Under Investigation. And this article came out December 1st, 2025. Manitoba's family minister is conducting an internal investigation into the circumstances that led to a six-year-old girl in foster care suffering injuries that may lead to her being paralyzed for life. Nahani Fontaine characterized what occurred to the girl as abominable abuse. I take the safety of all children incredibly seriously. I think that all of us can agree that children shouldn't be abused, she said. Adding she cannot go into further details about the case due to privacy laws under the Child and Family Services Act. The girl from one of the four nations in the Island Lake area was living in Winnipeg in the care of foster parents when she was taken to hospital in critical condition on September 19th, Winnipeg police previously said. Officers were called that day to a home in Riverbend neighborhood in North Winnipeg about a child with serious injuries. Her 25-year-old foster mom was charged with aggravated assault, and failing to provide the necessities of life. Her 26-year-old foster dad faces a charge of failing to provide the necessities of life. CBC is not naming the foster parents to protect the identity of the children in care. Search warrant documents obtained by CBC News shed more light on what police allege happened during that period, and also reveal police are investigating whether the foster parents had previously abused two other foster kids in their care. In a sworn affidavit, a Winnipeg police officer said the girl sustained life-altering injuries, including a fractured cervical spine, a fractured breastbone, and a bruised lung, and had significant bruising over her entire body. Police believe the girl had been lying in bed, unable to move due to the severity of her injuries. Officers who investigated at the home found the little girl's bed sheets were soaked in urine, leading them to believe she had been lying in bed for an extended period of time, according to the documents. Families Minister Fontaine couldn't go into details about what the current investigation will include, but said the department will be able to compel evidence and witnesses. She couldn't give a timeline for its completion, noting the ongoing police investigations. It's going to go for as long as it takes, she said. So we had covered an article describing the four children that were in the home of this foster family, I believe a few months ago, and to hear these details is extremely heartbreaking, and my thoughts go out to the children, the parents of the children and everybody involved.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, it's very hard hearing that story, but it's also very important that we talk about this story because child welfare is something that isn't talked about enough. And I think that the foster parents failed those kids and that child, but more specifically the system did as well, because a social worker should be there to check up on those kids or more people involved in that, you know, foster parents' life and those youth's life, because it could have maybe been avoidable.
Well, including the failure of the system, or just to elaborate a little bit more on that, the training that foster parents get or how foster parents are vetted needs to be more strict, mm-hmm. or the foster parents themselves need more support as well when it comes to getting respite, when it comes to having support workers come into the home, when it's having access to the social workers. Because like you said, Maiva, this could have been prevented.
I agree. And I think that this is really showing us that there needs to be a higher standard of accountability so that we can prevent these things from happening in the future. That's going to take us into our second song break of the show. I have OK by Scarlett Alexis.
Okay. and welcome back to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. For our second half, we're going to be talking about feelings of isolation and seeking support in context to youth in and from care. Youth who age out of care often face a very real and very painful risk, which is isolation. And not because they've done anything wrong or not because they don't deserve support, but simply because by the time they're told, okay, you're an adult now, many of them still don't have a secure, dependable network around them. And when someone is expected to be independent as early as 18, that pressure can overshadow the things that actually make life meaningful, such as connection, belonging, and, of course, relationships. The very things that protect us from isolation are often the things youth from care haven't been given the chance to build. So let's look at a familiar story. We're going to use the name Johnny. Johnny is not anyone we know. But this story is quite common for youth that experience being in care and age out of care. Johnny has been in care most of his childhood. He lived with a foster family. He visits his biological family and he knows them, but he never had the opportunities to form that deep, consistent attachment that most people take for granted. And then Johnny turns 18. And just like that, the system steps back. He no longer has a social worker checking in. He's no longer officially supported by his foster family. His connection with his biological family still feels distant. Not broken, but not whole. And there's history, but there's not the foundation that he needs. And then he's given $1,000. $1,000 to launch into his independence, where he's expected to work, to pay rent, to survive, and to somehow figure out adulthood alone. His friends might care about him, of course, but they don't have the capacity or the resources to give him the support he actually needs, because most 18-year-olds don't. And this isn't failure. It's not a lack of effort. In this story, Johnny isn't thinking about building healthy relationships. He's thinking about staying alive and keeping a roof over his head and trying not to fall through the cracks. And this story is so common that it's almost predictable. When we're stressed or overwhelmed or unsure of where to turn, isolating ourselves can sometimes feel like the safest option, especially when past experience might have taught us that services don't always show up, that support isn't always guaranteed, and that people leave. It can become easier to say, I don't need help, than to risk being let down again. Youth in care don't necessarily have that consistent reassurance that people who've lived their entire lives with a family have. And it's not because youth in care aren't deserving, it's because the circumstances don't always allow it. So this is why preventative action matters, and it's why early planning matters, and it's why deep, authentic support networks matter. The transition out of care shouldn't begin at 18. It should begin at 15. And that's when caseworkers can start to help build a net. And this net can include helping youth strengthen safe relationships with biological family. It might be encouraging and nurturing friendships. It might be inviting foster families to maintain connection after aging out. It might be talking openly about what transitioning actually looks like. And it might be connecting youth with youth networks, such as Voices. And of course, making sure that youth understand where services are and how to access them and that they're entitled to support. Because most youth don't know what adulthood feels like until they're living in it. And the reality is that foster parents don't have a legal obligation to stick around. But human connection isn't about obligation, it's about care. And when those relationships continue, that can be life-changing. And we don't want youth scrambling for support at 19. We want them stepping into support at 15. And if someone listening right now is in a place where isolation might feel familiar or where relationships can feel out of reach, I want you to hear this clearly. Being in care was never your fault. Not then, not now, not ever. And the system can shape experiences, but it does not define our worth. It does not define your lovability, and it does not define what you are entitled to receive from the world. Right now, there are about 9,000 children in care across Manitoba. That's 9,000 people who know what it feels like to be separated from their family. And I promise you this, when people with shared experiences come together, something powerful can happen. Something healing, something grounding, something that reminds us that we're not strange or broken or alone, but that we are connected. Research shows that it takes just one safe person in your life to reduce the symptoms of depression. Not 10, not 20, just one. One person you can talk to, one person who sees you, and one person that you feel safe with. And that person can be found. And most of the time, they're closer than we think. So let's talk about what youth networks can offer and why spaces like Voices exist. A youth network is a place to hang out, it's a place to learn, a place to connect, a place to be yourself without explaining your life story, and it's a place where people get it. When you show up in spaces where you're safe to be yourself, something can shift. It might be slowly, it might be quietly, but it shifts. We begin practicing trust, we begin practicing connection, and we start learning, or relearning, that we deserve to be seen, heard, and valued. And our doors here at Voices are open to all youth across Manitoba who are in or out of care. So if you need support, a friend, guidance, or just a place to belong, we are here. Because, of course, we really are stronger in numbers. Next, let's talk about strengthening personal relationships, because it's also important to nurture the relationships that we already have, even if it's just a few. So think about the people in your life who make you feel safe, let you be yourself, that listen, that laugh with you, and that support you without judgment. Hold on to these people, and don't be afraid to reach out, to send a message, to make plans, or to check in. Relationships naturally grow through consistent, small moments, not the grand gestures. And connection isn't something that we find. It is something that we build. So let's talk about community, because if we're not sure where to start, community can be some of those first steps. And Winnipeg has countless opportunities, such as youth groups, sharing circles, art nights, free community meals, drumming circles, crafting nights, peer support groups, and all of these can be doorways to meet new people, build new friendships, and to build new confidence. And sometimes joining a group once a week isn't just about the activity, but it's about getting out of our heads or leaving the house, and breaking the routine of isolation. And also remembering that the world is bigger than the room that we're in. And you might meet someone with similar values, you might meet someone with a similar story, someone who gets what you're feeling without you having to explain it. And those connections can change everything. One of the biggest myths that we absorb, especially youth who have grown up in systems, is that needing people is a weakness. But here's the truth. Humans aren't designed to do this life alone. That's not emotionally, not mentally, and not developmentally. And connection isn't a luxury. Connection is a biological need, and it is a part of how we survive. And more importantly, it's a part of how we thrive. Healthy, stable relationships literally change the brain. They calm our nervous systems, they reduce stress, they increase resilience, and they help us regulate emotions and build confidence. Some people spend their whole lives feeling unseen, moving through the world quietly, hoping someone will notice the pain behind the smile or the loneliness behind the independence. But when someone finally sees us, like truly sees us, everything can shift. And this could be a mentor, it could be a friend, a staff member, or someone sitting in the same room with us going through the same thing. It's that moment when you realize that I'm not invisible, I don't have to pretend to be okay, and that I matter. And that moment can be life-changing. Every single act of connection, every conversation, every time you show up to a youth drop-in or send a message or sit beside someone who's hurting, you are creating that moment for someone. We might not always be able to change the beginning of our stories, the part where decisions are made for us without our permission, or the part where people were supposed to protect us but didn't, but we absolutely can rewrite the chapters that come next. Where you come from is not the limitation. Where you're going is the possibility. Youth from care grow up learning how to adapt, how to survive, how to navigate change. Those aren't weaknesses, they're strengths, powerful ones. And when we combine that resilience with a strong support system, with people who care, with community, with belonging, we become unstoppable. And we have to remember that not every relationship is going to last, and that's okay. One thing that youth aging out of care often feel is grief. Grief for connection that didn't last, for people who drifted away, and for families that weren't able to be what they needed. And I want to tell you something that's both honest and freeing. Not every relationship is meant to last forever. Some people come into your life for a season, to teach you something, to support you during a specific time, and to help you grow. It doesn't mean that their relationship is any less meaningful. It doesn't mean you weren't deserving of love or consistency. And it doesn't define your ability to form healthy connection in the future. Relationships change, People change, but that doesn't mean you stop trying to build them. Keep reaching out, keep showing up, keep nurturing the people who make you feel safe. Your future relationships are not limited by your past ones. All right, we're going to take a quick pause for our song break. Next up, I have You on My Arm by Leith Ross. To System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. Today we are talking about isolation and seeking support in context to youth in and from care. And now we're going to explore what it means to build a community. And a community isn't just a group of people. A community is the place where we return to ourselves. It's where our stories are understood, it's where our experiences are valued, and it's where we are reminded that we're not alone. And a community can be built anywhere. It could be in a youth center. could be in sharing circles, in classrooms, in music groups, at cultural gatherings, online spaces, and at places like Voices. Community doesn't require perfection. It just requires presence. And just showing up, whether that's awkwardly, or quietly, or reluctantly, is the start of connection. And that one small act can lead you to the people who will cheer you on, who will hold you accountable, who are going to laugh with you, cry with you, and walk with you through life. And next, I want to speak directly to any foster parents, social workers, educators, or adults that support youth in and from care. The youth we work with may not always have the words to say it, but the effort that we put into relationships matter more than we know. Whether that's a check-in text, genuine conversation, and remembering their interests. Showing up consistently, encouraging their friendships, connecting them to resources early, and being transparent about the future. These things are not small. To a young person who has learned not to expect consistency, these things are huge, and they're life-changing. And you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be present, and you just have to be honest. And the impact you make might not always be visible right away, but I can promise you that it is felt. And for any listeners who may be in a place where life might feel heavy or isolating, I want to say this slowly and clearly. Do not give up on connection, and do not give up on yourself. Feeling alone right now does not mean you will feel alone forever. It doesn't mean you're hard to love. It doesn't mean you're too complicated. It does not mean you're a burden. It does not mean you're too much. And it does not mean that you're behind. You're a human being who maybe grew up in circumstances that required strength just to make it here today. And that strength is still with you. And there are people right here in this city who want to support you and who want to meet you and who want to walk alongside you. And you're not meant to do life alone, because none of us are. So if you take only one thing away from today, let it be this. You deserve connection, you deserve support, and you deserve relationships that lift you up, not weigh you down. We cannot change the past, but we can build a future filled with people, belonging, and community. A future where youth aging out of care aren't left to figure life out alone, but are surrounded by a network that holds them, guides them, and believes in them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. That is going to wrap up the rest of our show. We will be back on at the same time next week, and we're going to be talking about pulling ourselves out of a rut and building that motivation and how to keep going when life gets hard. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your evenings, and we'll be back next week. Bye! Open the window. Turning
Yes, it's got an angel glow.
Shades of blue. Gamble on another's dime in the name of lost love and wasted time. Stack deck game, cheap jug of wine. The man in the mirror ain't a friend of mine. Turn around, keep your eyes ahead. Something could be gaining, you can't wake up dead. Sleep comes slow, being up this way. Dreaming faded love and better days. Save my pennies for some brand new boots. I'm hard on everything, including you. Friend is a good night's rest. Ran off my heroes in a single breath. I couldn't bear to look them in the eye. They always said I'd make it out of here just fine. Your brown-eyed stare drives a man insane. I wanna hold you close and take away your pain. Walk the streets till dawn that time. When I should have fought harder, should have made you mine. Ride the whirlwind, reap it too. Stack deck game, cheap jug of wine. A man in the mirror ain't a friend of mine.
Thanks for tuning in. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
Do you enjoy supporting young local artists? Is it your jam to watch free music and videos in your community? Please come on down to the Park Theater on December 17th at 6 p.m. to see Just TV's annual showcase. Come and check out what this year's youth have been working on. Enjoy music videos, solo artists, and live bands. Take a break from holiday shopping. Come on down to the Park Theater at 698 Osborne on December 17th to see our showcase. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 6:30. Come support the youth on this very special day. It's free admission. What do you got to lose? See you there.
Every adventure begins with a spark of possibility, and Scouts Canada volunteers are the ones who bring it to life. Whether it's guiding a hike, teaching new skills, or planning the next big adventure, they create opportunities for youth to grow, connect, and thrive. Volunteering is about more than activities. It's about courage, connection, and unforgettable memories. Whatever your passion, there's a role for you at Scouts Canada. Adventure awaits. Take our online quiz and find your perfect role at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Can't you see I'm busy? I got a lot to tack. Oh, won't feel like my deep freeze. I fall, yeah. My line, it ain't been told in a long, long while, but this is the spot. Where I call for the castle, I'm a warrior.
She goes, holding me, holding me. you go.